farewell.
At the end, you will see that you watered all the plants. Some of them are tall nonsenses. Some of them are the fruit givers. Right at the beginning, they are starting to grow up and you don't know what's going on. But at the end, you know what you did. So, before starting, you should pay attention that a lot of this stuff that I'm doing, it will increase the potential of becoming a cheater in me if I'm learning this stuff. There are a lot of stuff that if you learn how to read a good cheat in your tax, then what? Then you are a cheater. Each year you sit down and you try to cheat. Each year of your life, this is your deeds. This is how it works. You say, listen, the water that we are talking about, the information, the knowledge that we are talking about, is for a good use, not for any use. That's the trick. The instrument is not guilty. The use of the instrument will make someone guilty and someone not. The use of knife in the kitchen is good. The use of that knife in fighting is bad. It's not the knife. It's you, the decision you make it here. I'm talking about the information and knowledge. Look for the knowledge that will give you that direction, will help you to understand your heart. Yes?
What is justice? Giving water to trees. What is injustice? To give water to thorns.
Uh-huh. Talk about justice, haq, right? One of the real meaning of haq is here. To waste the water for the thorn is a sin. To give the water to the flower is a good deed. That's simple. Justice is that. Unjust is the other one. What are we talking about? The use of information, watering. Water is knowledge, right? Said, okay, this knowledge should go where? Do you want to know how much is the final model of a Lamborghini? Yeah, how much is it? Why? Why do you want to know that? You let your curiosity? That's the animal. Animal wants to know everything. Everything in the field of the food and sex. Not the things that doesn't relate to me. Here, human being, we are talking about a different stuff. Knowledge to us is the source of existence. Is just like the water for the garden. Knowledge for me is like that. So, okay, this is the point. You should know where to seek for the knowledge, where to use that knowledge. Yes?
Justice is bestowing a bounty in its proper place, mm-hmm. not on every root that would absorb water. What is injustice? To bestow in an improper place that can only be a source of calamity.
Okay, a poetical trick actually. He wanted to say that justice is bestowing the bounty in proper place, injustice is to bestow it in improper place. But he repeated it in two verses to connect it to that watering that we're talking about. But the conclusion is the justice is to do something which is good for the real situation, not imaginary stuff and stuff like that. Yes?
Bestow the bounty of haq on the spirit and reason, not on the nature full of disease and complications.
Yeah. First, he's talking about the bounty of God. Yes. The bounty of God. There is something which is given to us by God. What is it? There is something given, coming from God to me. He said, this is for your life and brain. Apple. You should give that to this. You have another part, which is your animal with that appetite I was talking about. Don't give whatever you understand from half to that one. That's the animal one. The gift of God is not for that one, it's for the other part of you. Yes?
Load the conflict of cares upon thy body. Do not lay thy anxiety upon the heart and spirit.
Yeah, you want to know, okay, what should I give to the other one? You say, oh, all the sadness, all the problem, this will happen, doesn't happen, what will happen to me, blah, 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 blah. No, you give all of this to your ego. Yeah.
The pack is laid upon the head of Jesus. The ass is frisking in the meadow.
Yeah, that's a very silly situation. Normally, Jesus should be sitting on that ass. He says, okay, imagine that Jesus is taking the load, and that ass is living the natural life of the animal. Yes?
Tis not right to put collyrium in the ear. Tis not right to demand from the body the work of the heart.
Okay. This, I'm sorry, I don't know how to explain it to you, because you have difficulties to understand this. Because what is the collyrium? What is soulmate? Oh, you do this, and you know, some people will do it. In the time of Rumi, when they talk about this, they are talking about the perfect cure for the vision. That's what soulmate is. Now it's not. Even the doctor will tell you, don't do it, it will bother you. Don't put something, but over there is that. So everybody for the cure for eye is looking for soulmate. Okay? So that soulmate is the cure. Here you say, that one is for your eyes, not for your ears. Because if you put that in your ears, then what? Yes.
If thou art a...
Oh, sorry. Oops. But the conclusion of that. Don't put that soulmate in your ears.
'Tis not right.
The same thing is, don't wait for your body to work for your heart. Your brain should work for your heart, not your body. Your body is working for itself. This is the animal one. It says, don't do that. Yes.
If thou art a heart, go scorn. Do not suffer contumely. And if thou art a body, do not eat sugar, but taste poison. Mm-hmm. Poison is beneficial to the body, and sugar noxious. 'Tis better that the body should be deprived of supplies.
Yeah, of course, in time of Rumi, they didn't know about the sugar blood and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So here it's a little bit old-timer. But what is he talking about? He says, there are something I call poison and something I call medicine. The poison is poison for the heart, is good for the body, because that was the work of the poison. Whatever you eat, whatever you do, what do you do? You're stepping towards your death. That's all the life is all about. But I'm talking about the other part, the human part. That human part, don't give it that poison. That juice, fruit juice, is good for your heart. Yes.
The body is fuel for hell. Do thou weaken it, and if it produce a growth of fuel, go destroy it. Else, O firewood, thou wilt be a carrier of firewood in both worlds, like the wife of Bulahab.
Okay, needs more than translation, even for Iranian. There is some Abu Lahab. This is a guy who is fighting with Muhammad and who is a silly fellow and who does this and that and that and that. Here he's playing with the words of Hammar al-Hatab, means the one who carries the piece of wood, with Abu Lahab, which is that silly fellow. To say that, you know what, I was talking about that ass not working. That ass is here to carry the weight. Why the ego is here? My ego is here to give me the life to be able to do all of this. Basis is that one, but it's only the base. Yes.
No, the bough of the sidra from the firewood, though both are green, O youth. The origin of that bough is the seventh heaven. The origin of this bough is from fire and smoke. To sense perception, they are similar in appearance, for the eye and habit of sense perception is seeing falsely.
Yeah. Says he, when you're looking at these two pieces of wood, I'm talking about, one is the normal wood which is used to make the fire, and the other one is that tree at the end of the Eden. Mm-hmm. That is that sitra. He says, okay, that clean, symmetric, beautiful plant is something. A piece of wood is something. Piece of wood is good for fire, but that tree is to look at, to see the beauty, to see the life and all that. These are two different stuff. One belongs down here, one is up there. What do I mean by that? Down here is this, up there is this. This is the connection, isn't it? Said, remember always this. Yes.
To sense perception, they are similar in appearance, for the eye and habit of sense perception is seeing falsely. That is manifest to the eye of the heart. Exert thyself, advance towards the heart with the exertion of one.
This is the trick that your physical eye could mistake. That inner eye will see something that this one cannot see, because the meaning is down there. Here, there is no meaning. Yes?
Exert thyself, advance towards the heart with the exertion of one whose means are small. And if thou hast no foot, bestir thyself that thou mayest behold every less and more.
That was the trick. Listen, this is something that step by step, little by little, you should try to climb up. Then you could see what's out there. You could see the real existence. Yes?
On the meaning of this verse.
Yeah, two explanation commentaries. We're over now. Listen to the meaning of this special one.
If thou fare on the way will be revealed to thee, and if thou become non-existent, existence will be conferred on thee.
Ah, this is the thing. This is one verse which is out of Masnavi as the beginning of something. This is the end of this commentaries, actually. You see? After that, we'll arrive to the story of someone who was claiming that he's a prophet, and we'll go to another session. This is the last part of it. What is that verse? It's a very poetic one, and illogical one. It is that, you know what? If you walk, if you're